Earlier this year, a group of 10 of the top liberal arts colleges in the United States banded together to come up with new ways to select students from overseas, notably China, who wanted to attend their institutions. Among the schools that make up what is called the Liberal Arts College Interview Consortium are Swarthmore, Bryn Mawr, and Barnard College. They all agreed on one thing. They liked the idea of students sending them recorded video interviews carried out by one particular company based in Beijing. Initial View is that company. Its founder and chief executive officer is a Chinese-educated American and former attorney. His name, Terry Crawford. He told me that the success of his company stemmed from the actions of one U.S. college.
3 years ago, Georgia Tech approached us, and they said, we have a tremendous number of applicants from China. We want to make good decisions as we are trying to evaluate them, because on the one hand, they would look very good on paper. And you can imagine, to some extent, it's easy to look good on paper. And oftentimes that might not reflect someone's true ability. And yet at the same time, they knew that there might be top students. Maybe they didn't even get the top scores, but still they would be a top student, someone that has intellectual curiosity, someone who is excited about the school that they're applying to, someone who has the social skills that would really make them thrive at a U.S. institution. And it was from Georgia Tech signing on, really, that we took off. So Georgia Tech recommended that applicants in China come and do our interviews. And then the top students, they would see their interview and then realize, hey, I'd actually like to send this to more schools. And it was basically through that process that the top students wanting to send it to multiple schools that we grew very quickly.
Now, tell me about this grouping of liberal arts colleges. Mm-hmm. You were instrumental in putting that together, I was told. Tell me the story of that.
Many liberal arts schools had told us that they appreciated our interviews and that they felt like it was particularly consistent with what they were trying to achieve in their admissions process, being that they wanted to assess the communication skills of the applicants to ensure that they could do well in a small seminar type classroom setting that's very common at a small liberal arts school. I had a conversation with a few other schools about potentially putting together this group. We had a conference call where we all discussed what it would look like. And I think what happened was all of these schools realized that liberal arts colleges are becoming more popular in China, and that through this group, they could both continue that trend of liberal arts schools being of Chinese individuals realizing that liberal arts schools can provide them with maybe more attention or a better educational experience. Some Chinese students feel that if they were to go to a large university, they would be lost in the crowd and they would maybe only hang out with Chinese students, and they would end up not having the true college experience. And I think that what had happened is that a lot for the Chinese students who went to liberal arts colleges, parents and their classmates would realize that they had a true college experience where they got to know professors, they got to do their own research. Their friends were well beyond the group of Chinese students who might be studying. They had friends from all over the world, and that was something I think that still is really the ideal American education that Chinese students hope to have, and you know, generally international students hope to have when they come to the U.S. So, I think that it's just a process. It's an unscripted interview. We don't rate the candidate. There's no test that we do. It really is an opportunity for the student to talk about what they've been doing and what they hope to do in the future. And then we just give that to the admission officers. And the admission officers, they want to make their own decisions.
Give me an example of some of the questions that are asked by the interviewer.
The initial questions are would not surprise anyone. I mean, there are questions about your high school, questions about your academic interests, questions about the future, what you hope to accomplish when you go to the U.S. The big difference, I think, would be in the second tier level of question. So the student is going to talk about things that they're interested in, and we're very quickly going to follow up on that and to ask them to expound upon the topics that they bring up in the interview, because we want to really understand them and give them a chance to talk about what their passion is or what it is that really motivates them. Before I started doing this, there's this incorrect notion in the West, I think, that all Chinese students are a certain way and that they don't have their own passions and they don't have the things that they're excited about and they don't have their own academic subjects that they get very excited about. And I think one of the things is that is we try to bring that out in the interview when they say that they've had some experience that was particularly meaningful to them, or they've had they've published some research that was particularly special. We want them to spend some time talking about that and to really describe that for us. And so that is what we think really makes these interviews special for students. That, you know, they never know what these second tier type questions are going to be like. And to be honest, we don't even know. We just have good interviewers, and so they come in and it's an unscripted conversation, and yet it's through that unscripted conversation that the real personality and drive and a special experiences that each student has had is able to come out.
Terry Crawford, the founder and chief executive officer of Beijing-based Initial View.